Wednesday night, Chav Dalet Sivan. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning about Mincha, Tfilos HaMincha. We're up to, it's in Simon Samach Test 69, and we're up to Sifhei. And it says, Ein Lomar Ashrei Shekodem Mincha. Don't say Ashrei, the Ashrei that's before Mincha. Achei Minyan Beis HaKnesses. But not because Ashrei needs Kaddish per se. It's that the Kaddish that you're going to hopefully say after Ashrei has to be preceded by Psukim said with a Minyan. Right? So you can't just bat out Kaddish. So you really only need the last three psukim, I guess, but the last three psukim when there's a minyan in the room. And a lot of times it happens that there's no minyan, they want to stop the zman, they know that people are going to come in exactly 2.5 minutes after the zman of mincha starting, but they want to start on time, thinking that it'll teach the people a lesson to come on time, which it never does, but it does keep them at the 2.5 minute mark. And if you would wait for them, then they would just start coming 2.5 minutes after that. So you gotta start on time, but you do have to wait for them to come, and you gotta teach the chazan to start not to hilas Hashem yidaber pi, that's only two psukim. He has to start with shomer Hashem eskalavod mit hilas anachnu nevarech kos, so you have three psukim. That's why he says you have to say Ashrei with a minyan. That's Lachatzili, he's also Ashrei with a minyan. Because that's what's needed to say the Kaddish. You can't just say Kaddish in a vacuum. Today, Sheshliach Tzibi Yomer HaKaddish Al Masha Omru Ba'asara. The Kaddish is said on something that was said by a minyan. Omer Ashrei B'li Minyan V'achakach Nishchal HaMinyan. If a minyan comes in afterwards. Yomru is a mizmor, they should say a capital tillim, that's what he says to do. Lachakach yomar shliach tzibur kaddish. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, they don't bring it down here, but what's commonly done, hopefully they know, sometimes they don't know. And they'll either start kaddish, I've seen it many times, they'll just start kaddish when the minyan comes in. Or they'll say just v'anach nevarech kol, be'atub alalom halalu kol, which is also wrong. Even Tehillas is wrong. You have to have at least three psukim said. He doesn't even talk about three psukim, he talks about a mizmor and tillim.
What about for Rabbi Yishmael?
What?
Morning.
Same thing. There you need a limud hatorah ba'asara. So the truth is, again, if you want to save time and you said Rabbi Yishmael Omer and then a minyan came in, so you can get away with tonet ve'liyol kol ha'shana lochet b'chol yoyim uftach lo yishum ben alam avon. Or some people say, "Amar v'chanani ben akasha." Rotsa kodesh brachu l'zakas Yisrael. Digger chibul and Torah mitzvah. Shneim Hashem chavi l'man tzitko yadik tov yadik yiskadim yiskadish mei rabba. Or if you have a little more time, you say, "Amar blessed v'chanino tamidei chachamim b'mim shalom ba'olam." Shneim b'chol b'naich. You say that paragraph. That's what you have to do. Now, of course, it's less. It's more fitting. To say Rabbi Shmuel Omer, to start Rabbi Shmuel Omer when a minyan comes. How much do you need with the Eved? I don't know. Maybe I don't know about the Yiratzon at the end. It's like a Yiratzon. I would say you should say over Rav Chananya ben Akashia. One of the three possibilities I said. That's what's commonly done. The other was Rabbi Chanina, Tanan Ve'el Yahu, one Rav Chananya ben Akashia. You cannot just say Kaddish in a vacuum. Really,
not the whole minyan needs to say it.
The minyan does not have to say it. Well, I'm talking about now the learning. In the learning, the minyan does not have to say it. Ashrei also, but the Eved minyan doesn't have to say it, although they're supposed to be saying it. Okay, so he says to say a mizmor and then to say Kaddish. He assumes that the Shliach Tzibur will be wearing a talis of Mincha. He says he should put on the talis before Ashrei. V'yeshlach Shliach Tzibur l'satei b'talis kodem Ashrei, shlo l'hatzik bein Ashrei l'kaddish. If he starts putting it on here, he certainly should be wearing the talis once he's saying Kaddish. So you don't want to be mafsik between Ashrei and the Kaddish. They should be tzamud together. The loyal in talis, if no talis was there, Lag HaShomer Ashrei, so he should put on the talis and then repeat again a couple of psukim, Shalehem Yomar Kaddish. And he'll be saying Kaddish on those three psukim. So he'll be repeating the three psukim. He'll be saying the three psukim after he puts on the talis. You're wearing a talus, so you've got to put it on before Ashrei. Yeah, where the minute came from, some, I don't know, America, I don't know about here. Some Hasidic shuls in America, or maybe no such Sfarad shuls, by Shabbos, by Mincha, the Chazan puts on a talus after Kaddish. And he goes to take out the Sefer Torah for laning. Like he says, Ashrei, Vol Tzion, and Kaddish without a talus, and then he puts on the talus to go take out the Sefer Torah, and then he keeps it on already. Okay.
Well, Tzion is also enough. Shabbos Mincha, you don't need Ashrei.
Right. There's plenty of psukim in Vol Tzion. You could probably even start from, you know, Yiratzon Lefanecha. It happens often. People have to know the halacha. You can't just say Kaddish in a vacuum. Okay. Sivvav is something people might be familiar with, maybe a little too familiar with it. It's called Hoicheshvan Esrei. And you can only do it by Mincha, you can't do it by Shachris. You won't do it by Marv, no Feres HaShatz. You're not going to do it by Shachris because you can't mess up Shvichas Gula L'Tvila. But this is what will happen by Mincha. Mashal Duchuk of the Karav L'Laila. It's getting late and there's very little time left. He starts saying Kaddish out loud. The Tzibur does not start Shmon Esrei yet. The Chazan, after the Kaddish, starts saying Shmon Esrei out loud as if it's Chazaras HaShatz. Tzibur does not daven, they listen to the Chazan and they answer, and he says Kadosh, 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 and the Kedusha, Ad Shomer Akel HaKadosh. Oz Onen Amein to Akel HaKodosh, as they've been answering all along, hopefully. It was Paul and Balakas, and then they start Shmon Esrei. And he continues. Silent Shmon Esrei. He continues in silent Shmon Esrei. So they, and that's it. No Chazor HaShat, that's it. They've done their Chazor HaShat, so to speak, with the first three brachas. They haven't actually done Chazor HaShat at all. They've cut out Chazor HaShat. What they've done is hear Kedusha. They have not missed Kedusha. It's like a trick to get them to say Kedusha.
What do you do about the, when you take three steps forward backwards? How does that work?
Why? The Chazan will take the three steps before you start Shmon Esrei.
But the
Tzibur, if today say Amen.
You don't do anything Kedusha.
Kedusha, they don't have to take three steps to Kedusha. Is that what you mean?
I found that this is much rarer in Israel.
America. Yeah, in America, you know, people do it as a matter of course, you know, right. By work.
Right. But here by work, I'm saying.
Seeing this, it's a terrible that they do it. This one did it, so they don't want to stop.
But even by work here, I'm saying, in all kinds of places, yeah, I find it's almost never done.
No, it's never done. But they let them daven. In America, you know, almighty dollar, tell you the truth, it's embarrassing. Until 2 years ago, Artsco in Brooklyn davened that way. Mystical embarrassment. He claims, because Ramesha did it that way. And then 2 years ago, he finally stopped and they have a normal Shmon Esrei.
Yeshivas do it.
They don't do. Mir never did it. Lakewood did it. I think maybe they still do it. Mir never did it. I don't know. I don't know. Rochester Yeshivas. Baltimore, I don't think, did it.
as far to have more time for learning.
Yeah, that's how it started off in Europe. In Europe, that was the rationale, because in Europe there was a very big wave of rifyon and learning, because of our scholar and because of general assimilation in Germany and Western Europe. Zionism and Ascola was a lot, was very schwach, so they, you know, you circled the wagons, it's called. But to keep it going 150 years later in totally different circumstances is like, you know, it's crazy.
In my book, we have the Mashiach of Aroma dabbling with us. We have exactly 10 people. Jack is only out there.
What?
We have exactly 10 insisting on doing this. We do this. If there's 11,
that's counterintuitive. You should not do it. If there might be a reason to not do it when there's 10, because then you're not davening in the tzibur. Because the 9 people are starting from Esrei, there's only 9. If anything, there are those that say you should not do it with exactly 10. Because then the chazan's davening the first 3 brachas. It's okay. They're supposed to be listening and answering amen. So it's like it's been seaboard. But the 9 are davening with 9. They're starting to say with 9. If anything, it should only be done if there's 11. I don't understand the rationale. Oh, I guess I do. I'm thinking, his rationale is that not everybody's going to listen to Chazaras HaShatz, and it's just too dangerous, so let's just cut out Chazaras HaShatz. And it doesn't say to do that anywhere. He's making up his own thing. And why is 11 that much better than 10? Unless he thinks that by every 10 you have a problem, but you know, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a problem with 10. And the Shliach Tzibur says Chazaras HaShatz, and 9 people are answering amen. And the Shulchan Aruch says that's fine, that's cool, that's 100% okay. Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a problem with that, so why should he? I don't know, I'm speculating what his reason is. But I don't know, I'm not 100% sure now why. It Lemaisa does not say not to do it if there's exactly 10. We just learned about it. He doesn't say not to do it if there's exactly 10. But if anything, I wouldn't do it when there's exactly 10, because, you know, you have to say a teretz, because the third and 9 are davening shalom et zibur, because the ikar is the beginning, and it's starting off with only 9 people. So you have to say it's a hemshech with the chazan, but like here, we just learned it there, he doesn't say not to do it with 10, and the post can generally do not say that. I'm not aware that it says don't do it if there's only 10.
Did you answer Baruch about Shema?
The 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. They didn't do anything yet. They didn't start davening. They're just standing around waiting for Kedusha.
There's
certain people who are like Shkia phobia. Who have Shkia phobia. And like they break out in hives if they dive in Mincha after Shkia a little. I'm one of them. So then he has another Eitzah, which I've never seen. Yecholam lehispalo miyadim ha-shliach tzibur b'lach ha-shmilu b'mila ad okel ha-kodosh. Everybody should start together. And he's going to say loud the first 3 brachas, and they're going to say it low, along with him, they're davening. They will answer Kedusha. They will say Kedusha. Yeah, which sometimes people do in the Shachar. Someone comes late, he starts with the chazan, he answers Kedusha. You save a little bit of time. You save that amount of time.
But
then you won't have anybody answering amen to the Shliach Tzibur's first 3 brachas, because they're all in the middle of Shmona Esrei. See, that's not such a great thing. You should try to have someone answering amen. That I've never seen this done.
because you just ratchet up the speed, that's all. Like, what do you mean it's getting late? So we're just having a little faster, that's all. Okay, we'll stop here.